Hello, my friends. In today's video, we're talking about consistency. Consistency is an essential tool for your personal brand building. So when we start taking our consistency seriously, especially when we talk about consistency on social media, consistency with following up, consistency with creating, posting content, and with many other financial activities for your business, this is when you will start seeing the difference, not just for your personal brand, but also for any situation in your business. And consistency requires discipline. To be honest, I've been guilty for a long time to be inconsistent on YouTube, to be inconsistent on social media, to be inconsistent with certain activities in my business. And I want to tell you this. The important part, our brain can hide from us our inconsistent behavior very, very successfully. So why is that happening? It's happening because your brain has a block. So if you have a fear of success or fear that you will be responsible for some failure or you have any kind of mindset blocks, you may experience that you are peddling in your business. You try hard. You do a lot of things. For example, you spend hours and hours and hours networking, talking to people, but you see no result. So we're going to talk today about three most important aspects of consistency, which will help you to convert viewers to buyers, to get more money in your business, to create the trustworthy brand when people become ambassadors for your brand, when people trust your personal brand. So let's start. And before that, I just have to tell you that my name is Eve Vojvoda. I've been in branding for over 20 years. I built a career from designer to creative director. I had several own businesses and I did work with 500 Fortune companies, rebrand huge corporations, one place corporations and stuff like that. And I want to help you if you are founder, expert, coach, or course creator, or if you have a small business and you really need professional advice, listen to my videos, listen to my podcast. I share the secrets of the industry for which you can pay thousands and thousands of dollars, and I share them with you for free. So today, our secret number one is consistency. Let's talk about point number one. The point number one is the time. I can't tell you how many times I heard from people that they don't have time to be consistent. And that's an interesting fact because we create this idea that we're all the time busy. We don't have time for meditation. We don't have time for good diet. We don't have time for ourselves. Many times we don't have time for our family or for our friends. We just don't have time. And we start feeling that the time is just going just like a sand through fingers and we're losing our important moments in life. So in that specific moment, most of the people decided that they are going away from social media, they're not going to post and things like that. But what if I will tell you that you are lying to yourself? Well, I feel that you probably will feel angry. If I will tell something like this to myself, and to be honest, I'm creating this video to remind myself that I am inconsistent. That if somebody will tell me right now, you have time, you can do consistent, very precise work for your social media, you just choose not to do it. And let me prove you this. Because when you will look at your day, you will see how many things you do, how many times you just spend your time scrolling social media, or maybe you're calling, or maybe you have conversations with people who just wasting your time. So we're going to talk about the prioritization in the point number two. But in the point number one, I want to prove you that you have time for social media. And if you will organize your activity right, you will not need to spend much time for your social media, especially when you use video. So when we use video, you can create one video and then repurpose it. So that's why you create content once and then you can create many other pieces of content. So When I talk about video, I also can recommend you to create many different ideas for social media with ChatGPT, because now we have amazing free tool, which is AI, and this tool can help you to create a lot of simple, small, question-based contents. And if you create short videos, such as videos for TikTok or Reels, you can combine these videos with the short information from ChatGPT and have tons of content which is created in seconds or maybe in minutes. Now, the problem with timing is posting, not creating. I saw many experts and many brand creators, in fact, and social media experts who are spending a lot of time creating amazing content. And I've been there myself as well, and probably still there myself. So I have to tell you this. We are, as creators, are excited to create a lot of content, but we are not that excited to be organized and posted and repurpose it. That's why most likely you need to check the point number two. But when we create our content, I will recommend you the amazing tool. Take 1 hour a day for your content. Every single day, working days, don't touch the weekend. So what you will do, you will create your content is in this 1 hour, and you will schedule this content in this 1 hour. I will recommend you to go consistently. That's why when you will have your scheduling calendar, when you will put all your content, and I will recommend you to pre-create all the content 1 month in advance, and it doesn't need to be elaborate content. You probably will need to post one article on LinkedIn. You probably will need to post two big videos on YouTube, but other pieces of content, or maybe one blog post, but other pieces of content will be rather small. You need to understand that majority of your content have to serve one purpose: to guide traffic towards your conversion tool, whether it will be email form, whether it will be your site where you will collect some through cookies, you will collect some emails, so you will collect people addresses or something like that. You never need to lead people towards social media. You need to convert people through the actual conversion on your site. So you need to have your emails, you need to have sales, you need to have a conversion. And that's why you create this content on social media. That's why you help people. That's why you're looking for people who want to work with you. For example, if you want to work with me, there is a link below in the description, and you can find a lot of free gifts. You can find also the discovery call scheduling tool, and we can talk about visibility gym if you want to improve your visibility skills and create webinars that convert, if you want to create videos that bring customers to you, if you want to increase conversions and drive sales to your business. So we can talk about how you can improve all of that with my course Visibility Gym. So I want to help you on this platform for free, but I want to guide those who want to level up their skills to my course. At the same time, I deliver a lot of value for free for those who are not ready to improve and invest in the course, which is absolutely fair. So when you create your content calendar and you create your content upfront, it will help you to be more organized, and it will save you a lot of time. So if you don't believe me, try it for 21 days. So if you create the content calendar for the next month, and you will see it work for you, it will help you to understand that this method works. And if you want to schedule content, you can use many free tools which will schedule the content for you, or you can schedule the content on the platform, which is highly recommended, but more time consuming. And now we go to the point number two, prioritization. So for many people, the timing is a problem because they don't prioritize things right. And I'm going to take the very different point of view than many of my guests on Brand Your Dream Show, because they look for the priorities from the perspective of activities which are driving sales in your business. But I want to take the philosophical approach first. So when we talk about priorities in the energy of woo or spiritual world, we talk about one type of the priority line. The first, you prioritize yourself. You understand that you are the most important person in this world, which means you prioritize your health, you prioritize your diet, you prioritize your exercises, you prioritizing your energy and well-being, and you put yourself on a mental diet when you're thinking good thoughts, when you choose to feel good, when you choose to energize yourself, when you choose a healthier lifestyle. Then you prioritize your partner. Because your partner, if this partner also put themselves as priority and then as a second priority, prioritizing you, together you create this yin and yang activity, a battery, which is energizing. You're energizing each other and you're very happy. If you have kids with your partner, then the third priority are kids. Now, the fourth priority is the work or business, the money-making activity. And as you see, for many people already, setting up priority as kids first and husband or spouse after, that's a potential problem. This is a problem which creates a mental havoc when people feel uncomfortable, and that affects business. Or in many other cases, when people put business first and then their health suffer, then their family suffer, etc. So this is the healthiest way to create priorities in your life. So business is on the place number four. Now your friends and hobbies are on place number five, and then your parents are on the place number six. So for many people who now offended and say parents have to be on the place number one, I will tell you, if you remember the priority for your parents, you are priority number three. And that's a healthy way to set up priorities. Why? Because you need to generate enough energy to invest in all the other levels of priority. So when we prioritize for our business, we also need to look at that from the healthy perspective. As we prioritize in our families and our health, we need to understand that if we will spend all our time on networking, for example, you will spend 1 hour on networking every single day, and that's not direct conversion activity. Networking is to increase your connections, which is absolutely wonderful and powerful. But if you will spend every single day of the week in this networking and then you will do follow-up calls, most likely you will see not that much conversion. In my experience, the conversion marketing, when you spend little time on your content and more time for the business activity, is way more effective than networking. And if you add networking to this as a supportive tool, which means probably spend 1 hour a week for networking, not more than that, spend more time on following up with people rather than on seeing new people, it will help you to get more customers, because people who know you are more likely to be converted into customers, which means networking, when you create new connections, are not necessarily has to be your priority. Your priority has to be to convert people who already your warm audience, people who already your customers. So when you set up your activity in terms of priority, you set up yourself as a own priority, as a health priority, as a mental health activity and priority. Next, you set up your business priorities. In business, you need to understand, to build the healthy business, you need to build money activities. You need to build traffic. You need to create more sales. And if your business doesn't create sales, it's a hobby. So it's a wonderful hobby probably, but you need to generate sales. So that's why your main activity has to be about sales, which means following up with people, offering your offer, delivering your offer, working with clients, and all these activities are more important than anything else. Now, if you have to add your social media to that to expand your market, I always recommend you to choose activities which don't take much of your own time. For example, if you create a video or you create a webinar and then you record it and you can repurpose it, that's an effective way to invest or investment of your time. So when we talk about the presentations on webinars, presentation of masterclasses, presentations on video, if you have great presentation skills, if you're confident with camera, you can create a long video once a month and then delegate it to put it into smaller pieces and your VA can do it for you. So the only thing which you can't delegate is your video presentation skills. So when you have to create webinars, when you have to do some public speaking virtually or not virtually, when you create webinars or you create live videos, this is the only skill which you can't delegate. This is the only skill which you can't wait to learn because it has its own learning curve. It took me over 2 years to learn presentation skills on a level when I would feel relatively confident. However, once I learned it, it saved me a lot of time because creating videos like live video right now, it's much easier than pre-record something, look at teleprompter and stuff like that. I recommend you to learn video presenting skills, but also learn improvisation. So I always teach Invisibility Gym. I teach improvisation skills and video presenting skills when you can present your business offer. This is completely different than TV presenters. This is completely different than Toastmasters. This is completely different than acting schools or some voice kind of visibility schools or whatever. It is completely different because I help you to present your business on camera. And that's really effective because with my experience in branding and marketing for over 20 years and working with corporates, I can teach you the secrets which nobody else can teach. So let's move to the point number 3. And well, one point which I forgot to tell you, the secret tool for your prioritization. Interestingly, I've been teaching this tool for many, many years, but recently someone get to my podcast and they start teaching the same tool to me, which make me laugh, but I didn't interrupt. So this is a very interesting tool. When you have the daily activities, the routines which you create for yourself, and as I mentioned before in the previous one, when you create the timing and scheduling, this is exactly when you build your routines. So by writing these routines in a list of these daily activities, which you do again and again and again, you're creating a list of activities which most likely you can delegate. The only thing which you can't delegate, it's your own presence and your own video presentation skills or stage presentation skills. And the rest of it can be delegated. So it's very good news because when you build your priority and you build your timeline, you can easily delegate things to people and save your time and be more effective for your business. Because many people in this moment say, well, I don't have money. And this is a big thing. But if you not prioritizing, if you wasting all your time or doing things which you probably don't do well, wouldn't be better if you will spend your time on money creating activities and delegate things which you don't like to do, such as social media, posting, reposting, cutting, recutting, editing. You can do it. And especially if you say that you're a high value brand, you have to hire experts. You have to hire people like myself who can build brand for you because I did build brands for corporations. I have the highest possible standards for website building, for design, for branding. And people from Fiverr will never be able to match anything like that. So if you say that your brand is high standard, high value, you need to hire experts. It will help you to create brands which actually work. So when we talk about the third point, and this is very, very important because the third point is a trust building. So when we build a brand, the trust is a key component. So trust is a second name for the brand, the trust and reputation. We often talk about the brand promise, and consistency is one of the psychological elements which help your clients to see that you are the one on whom they can rely. So when you post your videos in a specific time of the week, consistently, it doesn't mean you have to post every single day. You need to be consistent. You need to post, for example, once a week on a specific day, on a specific time, or maybe twice a week on a specific day, a specific time. If we're talking about YouTube, if you're talking about different types of social media, the consistency is important, but the amount of content and what you post on this social media is different. But we're not talking about that. You just need to take one day in a week. You need to take platform which is a primary platform for you. This is where you create your primary content. You need to take platforms which are repurposing platforms where you just repurpose content from the primary platform, and it will save you a lot of time. At the same time, you will build the trust. Then people expect to see the content from you. People know that they can rely on you. People know that you're always responding their comments. People know that you will follow up if they will ask the question on email. People know that they can trust you because they see that you build an effort on a weekly basis. You help them, that you put in your customers up front. You are not thinking about me showing on camera here and there all the time, crying about my stories. No. You need to think about your customers. You need to think about their success. Imagine that they are looking for your content. Imagine that they are waiting for your next video. They are waiting for your next blog post because they want to learn more. They want to know more. They are looking forward to learn from you. They are looking forward to trust you enough to start working with you. And in nowadays, in this content situation, there is a lot of content, which half of that content created by AI. So it's an advantage for business people who can create this content by themselves, really level them up with proper video skills, with understanding how to present themselves on camera and overplay the AI, which most likely doesn't have your personality and your sense of humor. So just to recap, let's talk about the three important points of consistency and how consistency can help you to build your personal brand or your business brand. The point number one, we talk about your timing. And to manage your timing, you can create a calendar. The point number two, priorities. When you set up the priorities right, I will recommend you to create the list of activities, the routine which you create so that you can delegate and save more time for more important things which you prioritize. And the third part is responsibility and trust, which you build with your consistent content, with your consistent following up, with your consistent behavior, which help people to understand that they can trust you. I hope you enjoyed this video. So if you enjoyed this video, please subscribe. Please hit the notification button because we love our subscribers and we aim to help more people. So spread the word, share this video with your friends, share this video on different platforms because I know that many businesses, many coaches, many experts are looking forward for these recommendations. For some of them, it will be just a reminder. For other people, it will be an insight. And if they will see you as a person who's spreading this amazing content and value, they will say thank you to you. And I will say thank you to you for sharing this content with your friends, for giving it likes, for subscribe, and supporting our channel. And I will see you in my next video.